Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of More Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Hello, and welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk. My name is Shauna Moore from More Wealth, and if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 833-4-MY-WEALTH, or you can visit us online at More Wealth Talk, that's M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And while at our site, you can click on the radio page, you can check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Now, while everyone's retirement should be customized and reflective of who they are, what their needs are, there are tried and true retirement rules that can potentially help you plan for your golden years. So during today's show, we're going to break down two of them, the rule of 1,000 in retirement and the rule of dying with zero. If nothing else, you'll likely hear some information today that will warrant maybe a touch base meeting with your financial services professional. But before we break down those rules, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who loves to dig into the rules.
Well, knowledge is power. I'm not always happy about rules and rule following. It seems when it comes to finances and the government, there are way too many rules sometimes. But knowledge is power, and it really does help to know how these things work. As far as today's show, I'm looking forward to it, Shauna, because I've heard a little bit about the first rule you mentioned, not the second, but I can't tell you a lot about them. So I'm looking forward to what you have to say. But before we get into that, how was your long weekend? Did you get anything accomplished or have fun?
I did. We actually had a little more low-key weekend than normal. We kind of stayed home, although my husband and our son went out to watch a college playoff game. And
oh,
the
fun.
The college where our son is going next year. And so they did win their champ. So that was exciting for them. But I did get to stay home and kind of recover, relax, spend some time with their daughter. And how about yourself?
Yeah, I was really busy. I'm wiped out. I need a vacation from the long weekend. All 3 days I was busy all day. Saturday, my daughter graduated from college.
We're very proud.
Magna cum laude with honors. So she's sharp. That was Saturday morning. Then there were pictures and hanging out with her and her friends and their families. And then we ate. And so that was a long day, and her graduation was at 9 a.m. Saturday. And then Sunday, I had to drive down to be with my parents and help them out. They're, my mom's in long-term care, dad's in assisted living. So I drove down. That's 3.5 hours there and 3.5 hours back. I did that all Saturday, and then Monday got up early to move my daughter and her roommate out of their house they'd been renting for college. Wow. So moved all day.
Pretty busy weekend for you.
it was crazy. I wish I had had a more relaxing weekend, but it was worth it. Family.
Yeah.
And so proud of my daughter. So we're just
that's awesome.
So happy. Now, as far as this topic, where do you want to begin with this one? Which rule are we tackling?
Well,
first?
We're going to start with the Kiplinger article, The Rule of 1000. Is this retirement rule right for you? Because it provides some good, solid insight. And we want to talk about a little bit about the rule with potentially big impact. And this is the $1,000 a month rule. Now, sure. When it comes to retirement planning, you've got options. You can take a guess. You can toss out a nice round number like $1 million, hope it sticks. That's kind of a common number we hear, or multiple of $1 million. Or you can use the back of a napkin formula that really kind of gives you a real starting point. But here's how the rule, the $1,000 a month rule works. For every $1,000 a month that you want in retirement income, you'll estimate that you need to have about $240,000 saved up. Now, this is based on something called the 5 and 5 rule, which uses a 5% return and a 5% withdrawal rate. So if you want to pull $1,000 a month from your savings without draining the account, aim for $240,000. You want $4,000 a month? We'll multiply that by 4, and you're looking at about $960,000. Now, this rule is not about perfection. It's about clarity. So it gives you a target that you can see. It turns that fuzzy future into something you can work toward right now, because knowing your number is half the battle. And if you are working with a financial services professional, well, that's even better, because they can turn that rule of thumb into a real dialed in strategy that fits your life. So the bottom line is, don't fly blind. Retirement isn't a mystery. It's a math problem. And this one's got a potentially pretty helpful shortcut.
Right. Retirement is a math problem. But I was told there would be no math. So
you were told wrong, or maybe you misunderstood what you were told. No.
Well, that's why you're here.
That's Shauna. Exactly why.
And that's why people work with you, because you know the math to solve these problems. And how should we go about using this rule of 1,000 then?
Well, we can, you know, further break down the 1,000 a month rule. Because it's just, sometimes you just need a simple place to start. Retirement planning doesn't have to be complicated right out of the gate. So, you know, we have clients that have spreadsheets. You don't need a spreadsheet with 87 tabs or a PhD in economics or math or what have you. You just need a ballpark figure, a starting point. And that's where this rule, $1,000 a month rule, comes in. So here's how it works. Step one, figure out what your monthly life is going to cost you once you stop working. Think about things like your rent, your mortgage, your food expenses, your gas, your insurance, Netflix, golf, whatever it is that you'll be doing when that alarm clock no longer is ringing and getting you up in the morning. So $240,000 generates about $1,000 a month based on the 5% annual return and 5% withdrawal rate. Now, let's say your number is $3,000 a month. Using this $1,000 a month rule, you'd multiply the 240 by 3 and land at a nest egg of about $720,000. So again, it's not perfect math, but it's powerfully simple. Now, remember that your retirement income doesn't live on savings alone. You'll most likely have help from things like your Social Security benefits, a pension, maybe an annuity, maybe some rental income. And so all those other additional income sources are going to reduce the lift your savings needs to carry.
So is this rule precise at all?
Not even close. Not even close.
Right.
It's a thumb on the scale estimate. So, you know, for younger savers looking for a long-term target, it's a great launch pad. It's something to shoot for while you're, you know, working and saving and building momentum. But for those of you in your 50s and 60s, you'll probably want a more dialed in game plan, something custom to your life goals, your timeline. And that's where working with a financial services professional can make a big difference. You've also probably heard of the 70% rule, which says that you'll spend about 70% of your current after-tax income in retirement. So if, for example, right now you bring home $100,000, you might only need to plan for about $70,000 per year, or about $5,800 a month when you retire. But even, you know, some firms suggest, according to the article, that saving 10 times your income by age 67. But again, this is all a ballpark. It is not a blueprint. Ultimately, the $1,000 a month rule won't get you all the way there, but it will absolutely help you take the first step with confidence. And sometimes that's exactly what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really important. How can a financial services professional help decide if this rule or any other financial rule is right?
Well, again, you know, a financial services professional can help you decide if this $1,000 a month rule is a good fit or just a rough starting point. They'll look at your full financial picture, including your goals, your risk tolerance, your time horizon, other income sources such as your Social Security, your pensions, and see if the math truly adds up for your life. So this is a very simple guideline, but it doesn't factor in things like taxes, inflation, unexpected costs, and things. And so when you work with a financial services professional, we can really build a custom retirement plan for you. We can stress test it and help you adjust as life changes. So these rules, while they're helpful, personalized planning is what really turns those guesses into confidence and security for your retirement.
All right. That sounds great. And we're talking about some of the finer points of this $1,000 a month rule. What's next? Are there maybe some downside? Is there a downside to this rule of 1,000?
Well, the downside, and again, it's in the article, It talks about where that $1,000 a month rule can fall short, because even good rules of thumb come with fine print, right? But like most quick retirement guesstimates, the $1,000 a month rule sounds simple because it is, but simplicity doesn't always mean accuracy. And when we're talking about your financial future, it pays to look under the hood a little bit deeper. So one of the biggest red flags, the 5% withdrawal rate that it's based on, that can be on the high side. It really kind of depends on how your investments are allocated, what you're invested in, if there's going to be volatility in the stock market, or if it's going to be more in savings and more safe. But most financial services professionals lean towards more of a conservative 4% rule or 3% to protect your nest egg and make sure that it lasts through a potentially 30 plus year retirement. Now, the 4% rule says that you withdraw 4% of your savings in year one, and then you adjust for inflation each year after that. And that's designed to keep your money working without burning through it too fast. So the 5% rule, on the other hand, asks your portfolio to pull more weight and potentially gets risky in low return environments. Mm. And so you could end up pulling out too much and running the risk of running out of money in retirement.
Yeah. And nobody wants that. You want a plan that avoids that. And I know that's what you help your clients achieve. So before we go on, that's the rule of 1000. Before we go on to the next rule, the second rule you wanted to talk about, let's let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, because really all of this comes down to having a plan and working with a professional like yourself.
Exactly. And so if someone wants to get a hold of us, they can reach out to us. They can call our office at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. We can schedule them with a complimentary consultation, kind of go through their situation and determine whether or not it makes sense for us to dive in a little bit deeper with them. They can also go to our website. It's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And from there, there's a lot of information. They can submit a request online. They can also check out our past podcasts and radio shows on either Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcasts. And they can also listen to those directly on our website.
All right. That sounds great. And during the show, you've been talking about the rule of 1000 in retirement. And then there's a second rule. You could said it's called the rule of dying with zero. Let's move on to that one. What's that all about?
Well, that's another Kiplinger article, the die with zero rule of retirement. So you've probably seen the headlines, you know, Americans aren't saving enough for retirement. And yes, that is a real concern, especially with inflation and longer lifespans, putting pressure on every dollar in your retirement savings. But there's another problem that doesn't get nearly enough airtime, and that's the people saving too much and spending too little. So, you know, we see it all the time. You know, people have done the hard part, built savings, but they still live like they're one paycheck away from disaster. We call it the living the just in case retirement. They're scared to touch their retirement accounts, even though that's what the money is for. That's what they save for. In fact, studies shared in the article show that many retirees only withdraw about 2% a year. And to me, that's not living. It's hoarding your money. And I know that it's for a reason. You're cautious, you're scared or nervous, but you're not really living a full retirement, you know? And so your money is meant to support your life rather than just sitting there looking impressive in an account statement. So the die with zero philosophy is about being intentional. It's about spending wisely and spending meaningfully on joy, on family, on giving back, because the money you never use, that's just time you traded for nothing. Now, we don't want to get it twisted. We're not saying to burn through your savings by 70 and hope for the best.
Right.
You know, you still need a smart plan, but that plan should include actually living and not just surviving. And I tell my clients that, we tell family, I tell my parents, hey, we want you to enjoy your retirement. So you want to ask yourself, am I making the most of what I've earned, or am I letting fear steal the best years of my life?
Okay. So how can somebody work with a financial services professional like yourself, Shauna, to build that strategy that's going to maybe follow the die with zero rule or incorporate some of these things?
Well, let's talk about the real currency of life. And no, it's not just money. It's the balance between your time, your health, your wealth. And you've probably noticed when you were young, you've got time and energy, but no cash. In your 40s and 50s, the money shows up, but free time vanishes. I've seen that. I'm sure you've seen that. And everyone we know kind of could probably relate to that. But in retirement, Now you have the time and the money, but your knees aren't exactly begging for adventure.
Right.
So that's where the die with zero mindset comes in. It's not about spending recklessly. It's about spending intentionally. Use your money to create memories while you can still enjoy them. Take the trips, buy back your time, and give generously while you're alive to see the impact, whether it's helping your kids now or supporting causes that matter to you. And one great tool, time bucket. So break your life into 5 to 10 year chunks and ask, what do I want to experience in this season? Then plan your spending around that, because the goal isn't to die broke. The goal is to live fully while you're still here and healthy and active.
Yeah. Enjoy what you've built. Squeeze everything out of life. And I like that. Why not give to your children or your grandchildren? Even better, and have them enjoy some of that while you're alive, rather than waiting until after you're gone. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to hang on to every penny because I want my family to get it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes your family could use it now. Maybe you mm-hmm. want to help your grandkids instead of them going into debt for college. You want to help them with schooling, something like that. I think that's really important. And for people to at least consider, depending on their situation, of course, and never make a move with your money without working with a trusted financial professional who's going to look out for your best interests. And that's what you do, isn't it, Sean?
Yes, absolutely. And I agree with you on that. You know, there's so much to embrace with the die with zero philosophy, living fully, spending with purpose, giving while you're here to enjoy it. But let's be real, it's not one size fits all. So, you know, for some, retiring at all feels like a stretch. The median retirement savings in the US is about $64,000. And most people think they'll need about more than 1.4 million to retire comfortably. So that gap is more than just math. It's real anxiety. And then there's longevity risk, or the chance you might outlive your money. There's health issues, there's surprise expenses, or life just happening. It can all throw a wrench into even the best laid plans. You know, some people use annuities to create lifetime income, which can bring some peace of mind, but those products can also be complex, expensive. Sometimes they clash with the flexibility that the die with zero encourages. And we don't want to forget that spending too fast too early has its own risk. Now, we do know that a lot of our clients, for example, they spend more in the early years of retirement while they're still healthier, more able to take the trips and do all the things they want to do. And they might spend less down the road. But the money that you spend today, you know, could have been compounding into something bigger tomorrow. So for many people, die with zero is really good advice, but it's not all or nothing. Again, it's a spectrum. As with everything we talk about, the magic is in adapting to your life, your goals, your comfort level, and really finding that right balance for your unique situation. And that's where working with a financial professional comes into play, is that we can start off with these basic rules and kind of get a rule of thumb and see kind of a pulse on where you're at. But you really want to dive in with someone who specializes in this so that you can make sure that you're on the right track and doing the right things for your unique situation.
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, if somebody's asking the question, should I follow the die with zero rule? What would you say?
Well, again, you know, die with zero is not for everyone. It's not a blueprint for those that are still grinding to build savings. It's more of a wake up call for those who've already won the game, but still refuse to leave the sidelines. So if you've got more than enough, but still can't bring yourself to enjoy it, that's where this philosophy shines. You don't have to follow it to the letter. Just steal the best parts that work or resonate best with you. Spend more on meaningful experiences, maybe. Give while it still makes a difference, like you said, with your children or your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Just basically let go of that voice in your head saying, hold on tighter just in case. Because here's the thing, we're wired to be cautious. And I understand that psychology tells us loss hurts more than gain feels good. So spending what we saved can feel like losing. But sometimes we just need a little outside perspective. So a financial services professional who can say, you're good. It's safe to live a little.
Yeah, that's the position you want to be in. And this has been a great discussion. A couple of interesting so-called rules of thumb that need a little more exploring. I like that. Is there anything else you want to add for our listeners before we go today?
You know, there's nothing really I think I want to add. I think we kind of covered what I wanted to discuss today. But again, for those that are listening, if this kind of resonates with you, but you wanted a more specific, you know, deeper dive into your situation, maybe you are working with a professional who maybe doesn't work as much on retirement income planning, or maybe some things that we've talked about they don't specialize in, or if you only have, you know, someone through your 401k, you don't have an advisor, you kind of do it yourself, feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to, you know, just have a quick phone call with you, kind of answer some of your questions and see if it makes sense for us to move forward. You can reach us at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. Again, you can check us out on our website. That's More Wealth Talk. That's M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And we're happy and here to help.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shauna. Great topic and show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk with our host, Shauna Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at More Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.